The leaders of two communities in Cyprus may restart discussions later this year to reach a settlement regarding the division of the Mediterranean island. Nathan Morley reports from Nicosia.
There has been a long break in peace negotiations here in Nicosia, with the recent economic crisis in Cyprus being blamed for further delays in the process. But the new Greek Cypriot foreign minister, Ioannis Kasilidis, told British television that talks could start with Turkey in October in a new attempt to resolve the political impasse.
But let me tell you something. Is it so unreasonable that we say let us wait until October, because now we cannot focus on the efforts for the solution of the Cyprus problem, as our primary duty to our citizens is to put the economy into a way of recovery again? Why is Turkey insisting that we should begin immediately? What is the reason behind this insistence, which shows no sensitivity?
Negotiations between the internationally recognized Greek Cypriot government and the Turkish Cypriots have effectively stalled, and they are in jeopardy of collapse. Attempts to reunite Cyprus have been ongoing for more than 30 years, with the latest round of talks launched in 2008. For close to four decades, Cyprus has been one of the most troublesome problems faced by the United Nations. The division of Cyprus also poses one of the most difficult issues affecting EU-Turkey relations, with the future of Turkey's accession talks hinging on the successful resolution of the problem. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley in Nicosia.